Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me, smiled.
That's Ann Wilson's Bring This Back, and with their sister Nancy on guitar there. That's Heart, one of their great songs. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with one of my favorite folks, ladies and gentlemen, Sabrina Parsons, someone I've admired for a long time. She's the King Biscuit over at Palo Alto Software. She runs the place over there. And they're the folks who helped millions of small business owners get their business plans going so they can start their businesses. Sabrina, thanks again for being here. As you know, Sabrina, I've been talking about business planning for a long time. I was helping people write business plans back in the 80s and using some of your dad's templates back when a business electronic business plan was not much more than a template or two. Things have changed a lot, haven't they, especially in the last 10 years?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think the biggest thing that's changed for us is recognizing that we can use technology and internet and cloud technology to build even better tools and mm-hmm. to really think about all the ways that we can help a small business owner and an entrepreneur really do a better job running their business. And
so let's make sure, in case folks are a little confused, cloud folks, as you know, that's in the cloud and not necessarily residing on your hard drive, right?
Exactly.
The old program, when you bought a Business Plan Pro program 10 years ago, or maybe you still, I don't know if you guys even still sell it or not, you could actually put the CD in your computer, or you downloaded it, and it was actually all the files were right there resident on your hard drive.
Absolutely, exactly. Although these days we do still sell it, and it's certified for Windows 10. It's a good product. It doesn't have the flexibility that our cloud product does, and actually,
or the collaboration opportunity, right?
Yep. And
isn't that the big part of cloud? Is the collaboration?
It is. It's the collaboration and the ability to access what you're working on from any computer at any time securely. We've got, you know, people always worry about the security. Our company uses Amazon Web Services. We use all their security, and then we've built in more security. We have bank-level security because we actually have some deals where LivePlan is used through banks. So
right. The
security is absolutely important, but it's there. And the fact that you can access your strategic plan at any moment, anywhere that you have an internet connection, you don't have to remember to email the file or what computer was I working on it, or I don't have the software installed. And actually, these days, I don't know that if you talk to, you know, younger people, they will even understand what you're talking about when you say a file installed, or, you know, they probably don't know what.
I bet they don't even know what a floppy disk is, Sabrina.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is I don't know that they even know that computers used to have the ability to take CDs.
That's a good point. They're wanting to do their business plan on their Mac Air, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And they're just used to this idea that you find the tools you need online,
mm-hmm.
you have logins and passwords, and you can, you know, you can get onto any product that you've bought at any time from any computer. And that's
right.
Just the way they interact with technology. It's all in the cloud for them. So it allows us to do some great things, like you mentioned, Jim, about collaboration and the ability to get to your business plan and strategic plan anywhere, but it also is just the way the younger generation interacts with technology.
Well, and it would make sense that they're becoming the lion's share of the startups. which is where business planning is used heavily.
Exactly. They definitely are. And
what about
great.
Mobile?
And
what about mobile? You guys are mobile ready, I'm sure too, right? Because they do everything on mobile. You know, they read books on mobile.
Yep, absolutely. You can access live plans from any device, and you know it's been great. It's been vitally important for our company to move forward and to innovate in the cloud, and it's given us such advantages. The ability to update the software. We release new features and new updates every 2 weeks. So we can be more agile and we can really react to our customers' needs and we can build a product. LivePlan is for a great business plan, but it is a lean business planning process and it is a product that really focuses on the idea that you need to be planning and managing your business on an ongoing basis.
Well, see,
so
this is the thing.
That's what's called LivePlan.
This is the thing that I have talked about on my show for ever since the beginning, and many, many, many times with Tim Berry, the founder of Palo Alto Software, and that is, a business plan is not just, it is for, but not just for getting a loan or getting investors or getting off the ground. It's for constantly managing, and as your dad always said, as Tim always said, I quote him all the time on this, Sabrina, plan versus actual. What did you say you're going to do, and then 6 months later, how did what you did compare to what you said?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's how people really can stay on track.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
Then they've set a goal, and then they can ask themselves, have I reached it?
Is BPlan still working, BPlans.com?
Oh, absolutely.
You can, hundreds of examples, folks, for free. You can go see what they look like to get some ideas about how to do your business plan. We're going to be right back with Sabrina Parsons after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.